$25 unlimited rides. Tomorrow night's the 4-H Rodeo in the grandstands at 6, free gate. Thursday night, the Pee Wee Rodeo in the show arena and the antique tractor pull in the grandstands with a free gate. Just a few days left to enjoy the Lyon County Fair. KBOE Live and local, good morning to you on a Tuesday. It is 823, 70 degrees, and it is time for Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Karen Daugherty. Brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
This just happened today.
I don't have time for lunch today. I have to go by the bank and open a new account.
When I opened my account at the credit union, I did most of it by text.
It's that easy?
Maybe you should open your account at my credit union, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. She texted my credit union right then and got the ball rolling, all while we were having a great lunch. Texting. Easy. Convenient. And only at Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
Welcome once again to Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President, Dr. Karen Daugherty. Karen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Chuck. How are you all this morning?
We're doing well, enjoying the kind of abnormally mild temperatures based off of the last 2 weeks. How are things going for your office today?
We are kicking off the academic year with professional development today. So there's a lot of energy, a lot of excitement on campus today. Have to give a shout out to Emporia State Federal Credit Union. They have sponsored our breakfast for all the employees. And they are on site this morning to welcome our new academic year and all of the new employees. So it's been nice to visit with them and have them interact and engage with our folks.
So in listening to the sound of your voice, Karen, sounds like there's a positive vibe, a positive buzz going on at the Tech College today.
There certainly is, Rob. We are happy to report that it looks like about today we're looking at about a 9 to 10% increase in a headcount. Maybe our FTEs at about a 5% increase, 4 to 5%. Obviously, we still have 3 to 4, maybe 5 weeks before those numbers are official. But certainly our numbers, as we have been tracking them, lean that way.
Dr. Daugherty, what do you see as playing into this increase in enrollment, which to be honest, if this does wind up tracking here by official headcount time with what you're seeing, would be among the larger increases that I think we've seen in about a 5 to 10 year stretch?
Well, that's very exciting. So, Chuck, I think that it is our employees. I think it's our recruiters. I think we are providing programming that's responding to the needs of our community and our region. So we have, I'm looking at some of the numbers now, for instance, we have programs that are full with wait lists. We have programs that are at maybe 80, 85% capacity. So we got room for a few more students in those. So we still had a record number of students enroll yesterday. So for some of our programs, we have certainly spots available. Our culinary program, we're very excited to bring in 2 new faculty this year. So that's we're really excited about the energy that they are bringing to the program. Our graphic arts, the faculty were new last year, and they have made some significant renovations and upgrades to the program. So I'm really excited about what they've been doing. And certainly, you know, we have to certainly spotlight and showcase our LPN program. Once again, they have 100% pass rate for first-time test takers for the NCLEX. So we're very proud of our faculty. We're very proud of our staff who work very hard, and I think we see that as a result in enrollment numbers.
Speaking of the education side of things here, Dr. Daugherty, what are you seeing here when it comes to the teacher side, whether it's adjunct professors, things like that? Your numbers on that, given the teacher shortages that are being seen elsewhere, and how you're combating that?
Certainly, that's a great question. And we are certainly no different than any of the other employers in our community. We have had challenges. However, we have very faculty. We have our existing faculty work very hard. They do a lot of professional development over the summer. They do a lot of continuing education in their industries and in their fields. They travel. different places to go to conferences. So we have an existing faculty base that is incredibly strong, very committed to their programs, their students, and our community. Our new faculty have that commitment to technical education, and they recognize the role of technical education in the community, and they are members of our community, so we are very happy to have them on board, and they understand our, to some degree, our rural culture and our rural environment and the challenges sometimes with students and our student numbers and access with students because of travel or some of those types of resources. But our faculty understand those, whether they are new faculty or our veteran faculty. We certainly, I believe it was just yesterday that we secured our final faculty member. So we, it took a little longer maybe than normal, but we are at full capacity for our staffing of our faculty.
You should be very proud of that because you're well ahead of the game, well ahead of the curve there, Dr. Daugherty, I think, as far as making sure personnel is in place, full personnel is in place as the fall semester gets set to open up. And what's your first day of classes?
Next Monday. Yes, we do. Yep, the 15th. And we have everybody here today, and over the next few days, they'll be finalizing all the prep for their labs, the equipment, the supplies, different things like that. So we are full and ready to go. There are some supply lines. There might be some classes that classroom spaces that might not have the full equipment in them, but they are going to certainly work, and they're going to operate, and they're going to the students will not skip a beat, and it's more lecture spaces that we're trying to upgrade that might have some of the supply line challenges.
And Dr. Daugherty, I understand you have a new director of marketing and public relations.
Yes, sir, we do. I want to introduce to the community Ms. Bree Julo. She comes to us from the Gazette, and we are very happy that she is joining us. She and I met quite a bit yesterday. I shared with her this morning at the professional development, you're joining me, day two. This is her day two. And I said, I want to make sure that we get you introduced to the community because she will be in the community to some degree. She will be working with certainly our media representatives. And so we want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to hear from her and be have introduction to her and what some of her ideas might be.
Outstanding. So welcome Bree Julo on. I assume we'll go ahead and bring, can I get her penciled in for next month's Tech Talk, maybe?
Absolutely. Sure. Sounds great. You know what?
Well, Bree, I think Bree's with
us right
now. I think
Bree's here. Yeah. Well, Bree, how does it feel to be now the Director of Marketing and PR here for Flint Hills Technical College?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that?
Yeah. How does it feel to be named here just within the last 2 minutes as the Director of PR and Marketing here for Flint Hills Technical College?
My public announcement via radio, very excited, genuinely, throughout the interview process and the last 2 days here, it's just really obvious that this is a well-functioning team, a highly functioning team, and a team that really supports each other, and so I'm happy to be a part of it.
What was it about the position here that really drew you towards it?
Well, Flint Hills Tech, throughout my experience in Emporia, which began when I started college at ESU in 2008, the reputation of the college has always been outstanding within the community, and that was the initial appeal. But then again, upon having met all of these people and seeing their dedication to their work, that was definitely what solidified my decision.
Well, you have a lot of positives to accentuate. There's no doubt about that at Flint Hills Tech College now with increasing enrollment and all the wonderful programming and advancements that are on the horizon too. Bree, I think your plate will probably be full out there, won't it?
I'm excited to
Good deal. Well, Dr. Darty, before we let you go, I wanted to loop back to the professional development side of things here that's taking place at the college today. And maybe you can fill us in kind of what happens with professional development meetings before school starts versus maybe what takes place during the academic year.
Sure. We welcome folks back. So primarily, today's the first day back for all faculty. Then we have our new faculty who join us. So it is a team building. It gives everyone a chance to see everyone because this is the only day, with the exception of professional development in January, that we are all 100% in the same room together. So it gives us that chance to say hi, have the camaraderie, have the team building. So that's a big part of it. The significant other parts, we get updates regarding the initiatives for the year, recap of the prior year, where we at on our strategic plan, how are some of the upcoming initiatives, so for instance, our esports, our early childhood education, some of those partnerships with the city, maybe in our region, some other opportunities that we might be looking at in the region. So really just a high-level recap and showcase of what the initiatives are. The departments also then, after the college professional development or the college presentation, all of the departments, whether it's student services, academic affairs, business operations, provide those updates as well. Maybe there have been policy changes. So we really try to communicate those types of updates to all of the employees. In addition, then, the departments, so for instance, industrial engineering, maybe they're going to meet, and they'll meet with their folks all together. Automotive tech, as you all are aware, we opened another distant program at La Harpe Technical Center, and they have 24 students, and so they are underway with a new program there alongside our Garnett program and then obviously the program here in Emporia. So that gives all of those folks that chance to get together and talk about program needs or program opportunities. So that's the extent to what we'll be facing over the next 2 to 3 days. And faculty will have time to review their rosters, double check their policy statements, make any final little updates like that according to what their enrollment numbers are, their lab equipment needs are.
Well, it sounds like the Technical College, Flint Hills Technical College, is off to a positive start. Enrollment seems to be increasing. Of course, those numbers will be solidified here in the coming weeks. But President Darty, always a pleasure to talk to you. Appreciate your time, as always.
Rob, thank you very much. Very much appreciate it. Again, Emporia State Federal Credit Union has been a great supporter of us and of Tech Talk, and we appreciate that. And we are very much looking forward to Bree. And she very well may join you all next month because I may have to be out of town. So we might throw her into the deep end.
Well, this is the deep end. There's no doubt about that.
Bree, hope you're ready.
Great day. We appreciate your time.
Bree, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Brianna Julo, who's Director of Marketing and Public Relations, Flint Hills Technical College, and FHTC President Dr. Karen Darty with us on Tech Talk, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. KBOE Live and Local 837, good morning.
The FBI searching former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. FBI agents said to have arrived at 10 o'clock Monday morning and stayed through early evening. Here's ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Sources tell ABC News the action was related to allegations Trump improperly removed documents, including classified documents, from the White House when he left office. In January, the National Archives retrieved 15 boxes worth of White House documents from Mar-a-Lago with